Hey you, come on in, and welcome to the Love Jesus podcast. This podcast was originally designed and scripted by my husband Zach and I. Why would we do this podcast? It's so simple, to share the love of Jesus with you and everybody who will listen. The vision of this podcast was real, relatable, and relevant information and conversations that are meant to empower you, inspire you, and guide you in the footsteps of Christ. And why would we do that? Here's why. It's so simple. Because the ultimate love story was signed, Love Jesus. Hey there, and welcome to the Love Jesus podcast, where we're talking about a hard topic today, which is the tithe. So to help us get more acquainted and know more about the subject of tithing within the church is none other than Zach.
Hey guys. Today we're going to be talking about tithing in the church. This is a hard subject for some pastors. I myself am not a pastor. And so me as a congregant, I feel like this needs to be taught more on. There are many misconceptions in today's time about giving. Some examples are that some might say that all the church does is ask for money, or I've worked hard for my money, why do I have to give it to tithe or offering, or what if I need it? There's a bunch of other misconceptions out there that people say give them a reason not to tithe or to give. But a lot of pastors today, they don't talk about the subject too often. And giving and tithing is actually a discipline.
That's right.
It is that pastors need to teach and give instruction to their congregation. Brian is going to read Malachi chapter 3, verses 8 and 10, 8 through 10.
Should people cheat God? Yet you have cheated me. But you ask, what do you mean? When did we ever cheat you? You have cheated me out of the tithes and offerings due to me. You are under a curse, for your whole nation has been cheating me. Bring all the tithes into the storehouse, so there will be food in my temple. If you do, says the Lord of heaven's armies, I will open up the windows of heaven and I will pour out a blessing so great you won't have enough room to take it in. Try it. Put me to the test.
Mm-hmm. And in some translations of the Bible, it also says that we rob God. Basically, we are God robbers because He gives us everything in our lives that we have to be able to live and everything like that. He gives us everything, and all He asks is for a little percentage of everything that He gives us. Giving and tithing and offerings is the ultimate sign of worship and devotion to God. God's intention for man was that they didn't need to be in need for anything. And there is a, when it comes to tithing and giving, there is actually a curse and a blessing when it comes to tithing and giving. The tithe is to be set apart for Him, and it becomes holy. When we tithe, God will bless us. So this right here, the tithe is to be set apart for Him, and it becomes holy. He blesses us when we give, but the thing about it is, if we don't give and we rob God or we cheat God, then the rest of our money, in my opinion, is basically cursed. Especially if you set aside you set it aside for that purpose and that person only, and that purpose only. If you take out of that money that you're going to give, I believe that the Lord not necessarily punishes us, but our finances are not blessed at that point. If I could have Xander read Luke chapter 16, verse 10.
Whoever is faithful in very little is also faithful in much, and however is unrighteous in very little is also unrighteous in much.
Sometimes God will bless us monetarily, but that's not always the case. He always blesses us with healing and protection. And then in Malachi chapter 3, verse 9, what does it say?
And in verse 9, it says, "You are under a curse, for your whole nation has been cheating me."
That's right.
Or robbing me in some verse.
Right. So the Bible warns that there is a loss of prosperity, there is a loss of healing, and there is a loss of protection from one's enemies when tithing and giving is disobeyed.
That's right.
It's actually an obedience to the God that we do tithe and we do give money. And it's not all about money.
Mm-hmm.
I know another misconception is some people who haven't grew up in church and they don't know, they think that people profit off of the money we give in the church, and that's not always the case.
Right.
That's not always the case. I look at it this way. God gives us everything that is His. He gives us power, and He gives us dominion over the earth, and we are to rule it. So He gives us everything. Some examples is that just the simple ability to wake up every morning. That in itself is a blessing. He lets us wake up. He gives us shelter, food, clothes, cars, jobs. He gives us our freedoms, and I can go on and on and on.
Right.
But all of these and even more. And all He asks is only a tenth.
Right.
There is no way we could ever give back to Him what He gives us.
That's right.
Because I could write a book probably 1,000 pages long and still not be able to thank Him for His blessings on us. Because I know in our marriage, tithing and giving, it hasn't always been easy to give and tithe, but I've seen the blessings of it, and I've also seen the curses of it as well. So in return for our obedience, God promises opening the floodgates of heaven to pour blessings out on His people. And that comes out of Malachi chapter 3, verse 11. So He pours His blessings out on us when we tithe and give. And it's not always easy, like I said, because I know we've been, you know, in our early years of marriage, we've struggled with money, and then to throw tithing on top of that, you know, we've struggled. You have anything to add?
I have some notes to add. So, my scripture is in Genesis chapter 8 and verse 22, the first one that I want to mention in reference to tithe. So, in Genesis 8:22, it says, "As long as the earth endures, seed, time, and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night will never cease." So I think as my mom has always talked, everything in your life is seed time and harvest. So your good deeds are seeds, and your bad deeds are also seeds. And so as she taught me, our money as we age becomes a seed, and you need good seeds in good ground in order to produce a harvest. And so finding a good church that, you know, has a good community and is good ground is so important. And then placing your money as a seed into the offering plate is a basic principle we found in Genesis. So it's from the beginning of the Bible to the end, it talks about our giving. And then if I could have Xander read my next one, which is Galatians 6 and 7 through 10.
"Don't be deceived. God is not mocked, for whatever a person sows, he will also reap, because the one who sows to his flesh will reap destruction from the flesh, but the one who sows to the Spirit will reap eternal life. From the Spirit, let us not get tired of doing good, for we will reap at the proper time if we don't give up. Therefore, as well we have opportunity, let us work for the good of all, especially for those who belong to the household of faith.
So in that scripture, the main takeaways in which we were hoping that you would get is that you reap what you sow. So back to our Genesis scripture where we talked about everything is seed time and harvest. When you sow into your church or you sow into any ministry, you reap the same as that you sow. So if you reap, if you sow into a good ministry anywhere, I mean, you can go to a local church, you can go to a large church, you can sow into a homeless ministry. There are so many avenues of giving. As long as you're sowing into good ground, you will also reap good fruit. And it also says in this scripture, which I feel like is very important, is do not become weary in doing good, for in proper time we will reap the harvest if we do not give up. So I think in the seed time and harvest avenue, when we're discussing tithes, it's kind of like when you garden, you kind of have to cultivate that ground. Mm-hmm. Then you have to row out your rows, depending on what you're planting. Then you have to put your seeds in the ground.
Yeah.
So already, we've probably got hours of labor wrapped up in this seed time and harvest. And then you plant your seeds. Then you cover them. Then you water them. Then you have to keep weeding them. And then finally, you get a harvest. So your tithe is the same way. You put it in a local church, and you wait, and you work, and you do the work of the Lord. And then eventually, that seed becomes a harvest.
Yep.
And so another scripture that I wanted to throw out there in reference to tithing is Numbers 18, 26 through 29. Again, that's Numbers 18 and 26 through 29. And it goes a little something like this. Speak to the Levites and say to them, when you receive from the Israelites the tithe I give you is your inheritance, you must present a tenth of that tithe as to the Lord's offering. Your offering will be reckoned to you as a grain from the threshing floor or a juice from the winepress. In this way, you will also present an offering to the Lord from all the tithes you receive from the Israelites. From these tithes, you must give the Lord's portion to Aaron the priest. And you must present as the Lord's portion the best and the holiest part of everything given to you. So, in this scripture, it's one of the first lessons on tithes. So Genesis, we hear about seed time, harvest, which also applies to our tithes. Mm-hmm. And then in Numbers, we're actually seeing the first tithes, where they're wanting the people that have just been set free to tithe to the priest as a show of discipline. Like you said, it's about a discipline. Some of us struggle with that, and some of us have it very easy. And so it's just a continuation of discipline. And he's just set these people a little background story. So Numbers comes right after Exodus. So Exodus is talking about the great exit, mm-hmm. where God frees his people from oppression and bondage. So now he's teaching his people how to be obedient and disciplined, and that comes with the tithe. Mm-hmm. And so he's telling them exactly what he wants. There's no gray area. A tenth of that tithe as the Lord's offering is what he says. So I think that's all of the extra notes that I had. Was there anything else that you wanted to share?
No, I'm good.
Okay. Well, if all hearts and minds are clear, Xander? Okay. So if all my hearts and minds are clear, if I can just pray you guys into the rest of your day, I would be thankful for your time. So Lord, we thank you for each listener. And no matter where they are in life, whether they're weekly tithers, monthly tithers, whether they just give in offerings, you know, when they can, we thank you, Lord, for each person and their will to learn more about the tithe. And Lord, I just pray that you would remind people as they pray about their tithes and they think about how much they can give, that in the Bible it says, taste and see that the Lord is good. So it's a covenant with you when we tithe. It's the tenth that you asked for. And Lord, I just pray that you would help your people to remember that their obedience is a part of seed time and harvest, and their harvest will come. From each seed that they place, from each tithe envelope that they fill out, or online giving, however they give, I just pray, Lord, that you would remind them that there is a harvest for this seed, and it will come in due time. And Lord, I thank you for this time together, and I pray, Lord, that something we said would bless somebody or help to carry them forward or grow them in the footsteps of Christ. Because as always, our favorite love story was signed, Love, Jesus.